recording real quick. So Linda is a type of woman that every time I talk to her, I'm just completely wowed by and amazed. Every time I hear her speak, I'm awed. And with that, Linda, I just want you to take it on from here and run with it, because I know everyone's just going to be, their mouths are about to drop and they're going to be awed. So take it on.
Thank you, Tanya. You're too kind. Welcome. As Tanya mentioned, I am Linda Pringle Evans. It is indeed my pleasure to share valuable information with you regarding On the Stage. Today, I am addressing behind the scenes. It is the planning, preparation, and positioning your event. And in addition, if time allows, I will be addressing creating your signature style, your stage presence. There is so much information that I want to share with you, so let's get started. Today, more and more entrepreneurs are stepping out and leading live events, workshops, and seminars. I have heard from numerous females sharing their dismay. The attendance was poor or no one showed up. Perhaps you have been deliberating whether or not you should lead your own event. Does either one of these scenarios sound familiar with you? If so, you are in the right place. I promise at the end of our time together, you will feel more capable of leading your events with more ease, confidence, and success. Your live event, workshop, or seminar will captivate, compel, and clearly command your audience to take action. Now, I know everyone may not be familiar with who I am, so I'll just share a brief bio of myself. I am Linda Pringle Evans, the president and founder of Pringle Business Consulting, LLC, a business growth consulting firm. Our mission is to identify where you can generate revenue within your business. Our core services are Know Your Niche, the S Factor brand, and Own the Stage. I am a business consultant, coach, event strategist, keynote speaker, MC, trainer, radio show host, mentor, and author. I have made it my purpose to serve service-based female entrepreneurs and small business owners to become recognized as an authority leading live events that generates revenue. PBC's tagline is helping extraordinary women entrepreneurs do exceptional things. Now, enough about me. This time is about you owning the stage, getting a glimpse of what to do prior to appearing on the stage. Now, if you're just joining us, I am Linda Pringle Evans, and this is the Own the Stage virtual training. How many of you would love to have a steady cash flow within your business? You aren't always looking for clients. How would you like for your ideal clients reaching out to you? That is exactly what will take place when you own the stage. When you own the stage, you are unforgettable. People will share their experience with others. Raving fans, inspiring, motivating, solving the problem, eliminating the pain. I have been hosting live events since I was a girl. I love to teach and educate others to be successful. Early on within my business, hosting conferences, workshops, and summits became part of the business model. I made my fair share of mistakes in the beginning. What I am going to share with you is what I have learned through my journey. Last year was my light bulb moment for hosting profitable events. I was hosting events and they were well attended, but I was not generating profit from the events. The attendees raved about the event. Again, great event, but no profit. I have learned how to own the stage and generate revenue. I am sharing strategies that I know works. I can honestly say to you, it has made a big shift in my business. There are three results that you can expect from leading events: visibility, credibility, and profitability. Grab a pen and pad to take notes. Now, to own the stage for events that is successful and profitable, there are three key elements required. There are more, but I'm going to share three today. Number one, know your audience. Your audience is simply your target market, the specific group of people you serve with your solution. How do you make it happen? Conduct a simple survey with your target audience and identify their deepest problem, fear, challenge, or obstacle. Understand what keeps them up at night. You can conduct a survey over the phone or create a survey form from surveymonkey.com and forward to your list. If you do not have a list, identify 20 or 30 individuals that is your ideal client. Ask them to complete the survey for you. There are four reasons to focus on filling events with your audience. Number one, you have a unique story, and some people need to hear it. Your target audience is someone you love to work with. Number three, it is a lot easier to market to a specific audience than it is to market to all kinds of different people. And number four, there is magic that happens when you deliver your solution to your target audience. Your event's presentation must be relevant and current. Your mission is to serve your target market where they are today. If someone just joined us recently, I am Linda Pringle Evans, and this is the Own the Stage virtual training. Here is key element number two. The first 15 minutes of your presentation really establishes the mindset, energy, and tone for your entire event. You want to think about having your audience open their minds to continue learning with you. That's what you want to do. You don't want to jump in to giving people content right away. You want to start to create the relationship and mindset. You can talk about the mindset of people who are lifetime learners versus those who are closed-minded. Your opening is intentional. You are not yet teaching any of the promised content. You're setting the frame and tone. You're establishing rapport and a set of common beliefs that during this time together, everybody is going to encounter a shift within the mindset. In your first 15 minutes, you want to speak to the biggest fear or challenge that would prevent your audience from signing up for your offer later on. Now, keep in mind, you already know because of the survey what their biggest fears are. Also, in your first 15 minutes, you want to let people know a little bit about how you got started. You do not have to appear perfect. You want your audience to relate to you. You want to reaffirm or reinforce the value for them sitting in that seat. The first 15 minutes is your opportunity to reestablish that your audience made a good decision, a wise choice, and a great investment. This is good. This is going to help you with the energy and openness of the group throughout your event. It's also going to help make more sales down the road. Now, here's key element number three, over-delivering and content. Let's begin with over-delivering. It comes from a place of not trusting yourself. not owning your value or believing that what you have to deliver is good enough. I have found that this is an issue amongst women over-delivering. It comes from a place of neediness and not feeling valuable or good enough. It has good intention, which is to be of service, but because of the energy behind it, it does come across as being needy. It also overwhelms your audience. Now, an overwhelmed audience may think you're great. They may love the information they get, but they are less likely to invest with you more and go deeper into your other programs or offers. They can't absorb more. It's like a soaking wet sponge. You have to wring some of the water out in order for that sponge to be able to absorb more. I used to be a chronic over-deliverer. That's why I can speak so directly to this. Think about this for a moment. A dry sponge can't pick up anything. A dry sponge is no good. In an audience, the equivalent of a dry sponge is somebody whose mind is closed. They don't want to learn anything, or they already have their mind made up that there's nothing new for them. Now, in an audience, the equivalent of a sponge that's been moistened is somebody who wants to learn and is receptive. That's where you want to place people. It's in this place of being receptive and wanting more, but not feeling so saturated that they can't hold more. Here are strategies to assist creating your content. Craft an introduction that is inviting and engaging. I began simply welcoming everyone and thanking them for allowing me to serve them today. I introduced myself, the name of the event, and why today's event is relevant. I asked for a show of hands who has hosted live events. My next question, do you mind briefly, within 1 to 3 minutes, share your experience? Now the audience is engaged and ready to hear more. I share my 15 minutes of coaching, creating the mindset for success. Share the agenda. Provide a statement, what makes you the expert. Share your experiences and how your solution changed your life and business. Share examples of how you have impacted the lives of others. Share 3 to 5 points or strategies within the content for solution. Again, you do not want to over-deliver or overwhelm your audience. Share your story that is relevant to the topic. Your story needs to connect, resonate, and activate a sense of urgency to move forward with you. This is where you offer your upsell while you have their attention and excitement they are experiencing. When making your offer, you want people to be feeling good. You want high energy and excitement. You want people feeling very clear, have a strong sense of possibility. You want them to be feeling excited, energized, and ready to make a good decision. Keep that in mind when you're planning your content. Now, here's a quick recap of those three elements. Number one, know your target audience problem. The only reason your audience will pull out their wallet and buy a ticket to your event is for the solution that you offer. Your workshop is the solution to your audience problem. Number two, the first 15 minutes is your opportunity to remind your audience of the great investment and decision for attending the event. Let them get to know you and make an impression that is relevant and current with the topic. Focus your content on the solution. Number three, focus on one topic and avoid over-delivery. Finally, you are given strategies to assist creating your content. Craft an introduction that is inviting and engaging. Share the agenda. Provide a statement what makes you the expert. Share 3 to 5 points or strategies. Share your story that is relevant to the topic. And you want people to feel good, have high energy, and excited to make a good decision for your offer. Now, can you see yourself doing this? I can. I would like to share a testimonial of a client who participated in the On the Stage Virtual Bootcamp. And here's what Kiana Hall shared. The Owning the Stage virtual training was amazing. It was easy to follow, and I appreciated that I was able to do the training from the comfort of my office or home. Linda provided practical, real-world information that any business owner can apply to their business to take it to the next level. Before I signed up for the training, I had developed a teleseminar that I knew was right for my audience, but I didn't get the results I wanted from it. After the training, I was able to see the mistakes I made in crafting my story and my offer, and applied what I was given during the program. I am on track to not only do another teleseminar the right way, but to also do my first online event by the end of the first quarter in 2014, and I can't wait. If you want to go to the next level with your business in the area of events, listen to what Linda has to say. Your voice can impact the world. This is your time. Don't procrastinate. Your destiny awaits. The second half of Own the Stage is creating your signature style, your stage presence. Every authority or guru have their own signature style. It is important that you create what I call your S Factor brand. The S Factor brand provides a promise that aligns with your gifts, talents, and abilities. It delivers your solution that makes you and your services spectacular. Your uniqueness places a spotlight on you, thus causing you to stand out during the event. Your S Factor brand maximizes your core values, strengths, likes, and expertise. You package it all together that connects your unique message to your audience so that they want more of you. The S Factor brand delivers the authentic you. People will respond and connect to authenticity. Now, I do have a step-by-step system for the On the Stage, behind the scenes, and creating your signature style. It gives you everything that you would need. Now, let me ask you, what are you going to do to captivate your audience and make you unforgettable? How are you going to mesmerize your audience? Presentation is crucial when you're standing on the stage. We live in a society where image is everything. People automatically judge based on your image. What exactly does your image reflect? Your image consists of voice control, appearance, material, posture, makeup, hairstyle, attire, demeanor, colors, stage setup, and more. Develop or create your S Factor brand. It will make you captivating, compelling, and command the stage. You will become unforgettable. Learn how to incorporate your S Factor brand during your presentation to make a lasting impression possessing self-confidence with a level of high energy. Discover how to inspire and motivate your attendees to want more from you. If you seek to inspire others through speaking, leading workshops and seminars, if you are an action taker, one who possesses great positive energy, and invest within yourself, I invite you to a strategy development session with me. You and I will discuss what your intentions are and how to execute for success. You will receive a blueprint to assist your planning. Simply send an email to Linda, that's Linda with an I, Linda at LindaPringleEvans.com. Within the subject line, state, "Own the stage." My assistant, Anita, will respond within 24 to 48 hours. Now, there is a fabulous event upcoming, March 3rd through the 5th, which is the Public Speakers Association Conference. So come and join us and take part of this fabulous event. If you want more details, just visit www.publicspeakersassociation.com and obtain all the information regarding the conference and get a look at all of the fabulous speakers who will be participating. I would like to take this moment to thank you for attending the training. Your success is important to me. You have been equipped with gifts, talents, and abilities to accomplish exceptionalism. Now, here's a quote by Zig Ziglar. You were born to win. But to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. Until next time, create your power to speak, stand out, and shine. Cheers.